You know that you're a generational chain breaker. You're ready to liberate yourself from past limitations and perspectives to manifest and quantum leap into your highest potential on your highest timeline. But sometimes you need a little support on your journey. If you're ready to live an abundant life, grounded and secure in your body and in the real world, join us here to expand your perspective and learn new tools. I'm your host, Becky Royts, a Reiki master, author, healing hairstylist, and life coach, and this is the Everyday Healing Podcast. Healing is shadow work. I get asked all the time what shadow work really is and what it means to be a shadow worker. But truly, all healing is shadow work. It's recognizing, acknowledging, and learning from your shadows so that you can integrate that shadow into being part of you and becoming your gifts. And eventually, potentially even becoming your superpower. I want to give you a couple examples of a couple of shadows even that I have acknowledged within myself and have worked through in certain layers. I'm sure that I will be working through them even more with my time here on this earth. One being the shadow of reaction and acknowledging and integrating the shadow of reaction offers the gift of revolution and the superpower of rebirth. And when I acknowledged this shadow, I realized that rebirth is something that I have always considered to be a part of my superpower and a part of what I'm here to help others learn, only I've always put it into words as it's okay to start over. It is okay to lay to rest old identities and allow yourself to be reborn. And that comes from integrating the shadow of reaction. Another shadow that I have worked through and I'm sure will still continue working through for much of my life is the shadow of intolerance. And the gift of integrating the shadow of intolerance is understanding. And the superpower of this gift is forgiveness. And if you've followed my journey for a while, you likely know that I used to think that forgiveness was something that people just said that they felt, because I never really understood it. And it was because I was so victim to my shadow of intolerance that I was nowhere near accepting it or acknowledging it and allowing it to manifest into my gift of understanding, let alone ever become near it becoming my superpower of forgiveness. And I know that this one is still something that I have layers to work through, but I just wanted to give you these examples because I really truly believe that we all have shadows that we are here to work through and allow to become our gifts and our superpower that we are here to share with the world and support others through. But only once we allow ourselves to no longer be victim to these shadows. And we could spend our entire lifetime choosing to be a victim of our shadows. But those shadows are part of our soul contracts that we have chosen to learn from so that we can access our gifts. So the moment that you choose to do your inner healing is the moment that you choose to recognize and allow those shadows to surface, to come to the light, to be seen. And that doesn't necessarily mean that that's an easy journey. Sometimes it's really uncomfortable. Don't get me wrong. It's always pretty uncomfortable to really face a shadow head on and to recognize that that is a part of you and really just hold yourself accountable to how that shadow has shown up throughout your entire lifetime. But allowing yourself to just witness it without judgment, to truly see it, to recognize it, and to decide that you are ready to heal that, that you are ready to begin bridging that gap between that shadow and your true gifts, and doing the healing work that is necessary. I really believe that we are so fortunate today to have so many beautiful modalities available to us to help us recognize the shadows that are within us and to help us heal through those. And whatever modality it is that you are called to, if you're feeling that pull in your heart, in your soul, that you are ready to start healing these shadows and stepping into your gifts and what you're here to learn and experience, answer that call. Because though the work may feel hard, the gifts that you are going to be given, the expansion that you are going to be able to feel in your being, the amount of presence and awe you are going to be able to experience, makes every part of that journey more than worth it. So I invite you to feel into if there's a shadow that's been really trying to reveal itself to you lately. Maybe you're even recognizing a state that you've been feeling into that's been uncomfortable, or that you've been able to recognize even as a pattern. Maybe you've been triggered a lot by a very similar circumstance lately, and it's been triggering a very specific emotion within you. Are you able to just see, witness what that emotion is without judgment, and just recognize how it continues to show up, and just contemplate its existence for a little bit? Allow yourself the space to feel into what lesson it's here to teach you, what that shadow is trying to show you that you are ready to heal and work through. And then maybe allow yourself to feel into what gift that working through that shadow may be offering you. Examples of this could be reaction, doubt, intolerance, frustration, fear. Just allow yourself to really feel into what you think the core emotion is of the shadow that is being shown, and what healing that shadow may offer on the other side. And then allow yourself to simply contemplate how you're being shown to integrate this shadow, to accept it, to heal it, and to truly step into the gift that it is here to offer you. What are you here to learn from it that will become your gift? And if you're drawn to a modality to help you through this, by all means, allow yourself to step into that. But what matters is that you allow yourself to no longer be a victim to those shadows and see that they are here to bridge the gap for you to truly embody your gifts. So much love to you, and I'll talk to you on the next episode.